Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. Today, I have an exciting episode for you. But first, really quick, I want to tell you about my new favorite innovative company that is changing the way we learn. Do you want to learn a subject and a skill in half the time? Do you want to become a master learner? If you don't, you should. You see, master learning is a set of individualized teaching and learning strategies that are designed to help you achieve a high level of understanding in a given subject. That's what Onyx Global has done. Onyx Global takes a cutting-edge research-based approach for the 21st century education to ensure you learn how to focus on any topic you put your mind to. The Onyx Learner Academy is designed and built to give you a foundation for lifelong, self-determined learning so that you can learn and grasp any subject that you focus your mind on academically, professionally, or personally. Now, why is this so important? Well, our current vehicle when it comes to learning is like the horse and buggy. Such system has taught us to be passive learners, sit quietly by yourself, be lectured to, and just consume information. But the problem with that is our brain does not learn through consumption. It learns through creation. This means you have to get involved, ask questions, and get curious because information plus emotions equal long-term learning. When you show excitement and curiosity on a particular subject, it greatly improves memorization. Since the pandemic, moms and dads are now school teachers. They are the recess coordinator and the principal, as well as the lunch lady. What subjects do you, mom, dad, need a refresher on so you can better teach your kids at home? Remember, when you teach something, you get to learn it twice. I strongly urge you to go to www.onyxglobal to become a master learner today. That's again www.onyxglobal to become a master learner. I'll see you in there.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Lou Need Lewis, and I want to welcome a very special guest to the show today, Jack Graybart. Jack is a nutritionist, psychotherapist, and a life coach, all wrapped up into one. And today he's going to help us break some myths around nutrition and juicing. But before we bring him on, I want to talk to the men in the audience. Today, I want to ask you, have you ever worn a suit from the store? Was it baggy? Were the hems too long? How about the fit? Did it look like you stepped out of 1970s and look like a broke pimp? Now, have you ever gotten a suit tailored just for you? If you've ever had a suit tailored, then you know that it's very different from buying a one-size-fits-all suit from the store. A suit tailored just for you? Oh my, you know it fits different. The pants are different. The way you walk in it is totally different. Why? Because it fits to you and not the other way around. Let me tell you about Unique Master Tailor Studio. They have tailors around the world waiting to craft the next masterpiece made just for you. Unique Master Tailor Studio makes luxury tailored suits, shirts, vests, three-piece suits, and get this, even shoes. That's right, custom shoes. There are so many options. You can add any design, color, or any different contrast variation at no extra cost. Pretty amazing. So how does it work? Well, first you choose your fabric, over 500 choices of all 100% cotton to premium Egyptian cotton. Very classy. You can do premium solid patterns and even flannel shirts. Y'all, they even have water resistant fabrics. How cool is that? From there, you choose your style. You can go long sleeve, short sleeve, or if you're in between, long sleeve roll up. You can custom design the front, back of the shirt, the collar, the cuff, and even the pockets. Now that you have your style, then you go on to choose your contrast. Here you can pick a different fabric color to add an accent look. You can either have it in the inside collar and cuff, outside the collar, inside front, or outside of the shirt. From there, you get your measurement. You can do this by body size, measuring yourself using standard sizes like small, medium, large, etc. Or you can use automatic sizing by adding your height, your weight, and they will calculate your size for you. From there, you decide if you want the signature standard fit or the Euro slim fit. I mean, that is truly custom tailored, y'all. Unique Master Tailor Studio provides worldwide shipping. Let me tell you, the prices are out of this world. The custom shirts are only $49.95. You can get a custom suit, y'all, for only $219. And a three-piece suit for just $289. And that is the most expensive item on the website. Such bargain prices for top quality designs. I urge you to go to www.unique.mastertailorstudio.com so you can begin to dress like James Bond. All right, morning enthusiasts, welcome back to the show. Today, we're bringing on Jack, a nutritionist, and he is super good at what he does. He helps people lose weight, increase their energy, gain mental clarity, and to get off medication and turn their health around for good. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lunide. It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. So it's Lunide.
Got it.
Jack, I am enthusiastic about having you on the show because I want to talk to you about nutrition and eating healthy, and especially at a time like this. So please tell us about your background.
Sure. So I have a kind of a complex background where I started out doing counseling and psychotherapy. Then I later added life coaching to that. Then I added on health coaching. And then I went and got a master's in nutrition. And now I'm kind of combining it all to help people in a more holistic manner, basically.
Oh, okay. So you do have the psychotherapy background and you just couple it all together. So it sounds like you had to reinvent yourself a couple of times.
Yeah, basically.
To keep up with the demand. That's exciting. So what drew you to nutrition from psychotherapy?
Yeah. So initially I was in social work school and I started to have the sense that I needed to go to the bathroom. And so I did. And I came back to class and I felt like I had to go again. So I did. And this happened a few times and I was in the bathroom and I went and I don't know what was going on. And I started to get a pain in my side. Mm-hmm. Before I knew it, I was sitting on the bathroom floor for 3 hours. And I don't sit on dirty bathroom floors. And I walked myself to a nearby hospital. And soon thereafter, learned that I had kidney stones. I was like, oh, that's what that was. I thought my appendix had burst or something. So that was like the first wake-up call. And I made dietary changes right away. And, you know, kind of took the suggestions I was given to make those changes and, you know, to hope for the best with that. Mm-hmm. And followed with that for a few years. And I guess the final nail in the coffin was I've always had lifelong dental issues. And I saw a holistic dentist finally. And he told me that my cavities were increasing at a frightening rate. And I was like, what? And he says, like, these were new cavities because I had eaten a lot of sweets as a kid and didn't really like most normal food. I like the processed junk, the sugary stuff. And I decided then, like, okay, enough of this. I've had any dental problem you can imagine. So the combination of those two things got me to say, okay, I want to not just understand nutrition. I want to study it and know it from the inside out. So that's what really got me going on the path and, you know, helped me make changes.
Yeah, you took a personal malady and then turned it into a whole career path. So I know kidney stones are super painful.
Yeah, a lot of people compare it to childbirth.
Wow. And then you lightly just walk across the street not knowing what it was. Was it painful then for you?
Oh, it was very painful. Yeah. Like I had considered calling an ambulance at the time. I tried to find if there was a school nurse. We didn't have one at our school. And luckily, I had volunteered at the hospital two blocks away as part of my internship for social work. So I knew how to get to the ER entrance. And I thought I could make it, and I did. So it worked out.
Yeah. And you were pretty young at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shows it can happen at any time and to anyone. So, wow. Yeah. This transformed your life to you change your diet immediately. You change your lifestyle. What were some of the changes that you saw?
For one, I felt better about what I was putting in my body. And yeah, I had more mental clarity from the different things I was eating. Just felt more in control of what I was eating. Just overall, I felt better.
Yeah.
And I was happy that I was preventing things because I haven't had any kidney stones since then.
Yeah, the things we are what we eat truly stands true, you know?
It really does.
So what are some common nutritionally related issues? I know you talk about the kidney stones and then the cavities from eating processed food and tons of sugar. What are some other ones?
There's really so many. There's anything from like different disease states to like diabetes and digestive issues of different kinds. A lot of people have autoimmune things these days, thyroid problems, and, being overweight is a big thing for a lot of people now, and that can create or exacerbate some of the problems I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And there's also a lot of like emotional eating that kind of ties around all of these things that makes it hard for people to get unstuck and to make changes in their life.
Yeah, I know emotional eating is huge, and that plays into like thyroid issues too. A lot of women suffer from thyroid issues and emotional eating. So what are some ways that one can combat that, eat healthier when the emotions run havoc?
Yeah, well, I think the first part of any change process is awareness, is to really know that you're doing that in the moment. Because I like to say that anytime you're eating for any other reason than hunger, then there's a flavor of emotional eating there. You eat like, oh, this looks good, I want to try this. Or this person's putting pressure on me to eat this. Or I'm bored, or I'm tired. Whatever it is, if you're eating when you're not hungry, you're starting to veer into the territory of emotional eating. And it's not like bad if you do this in small amounts of food or here and there. But if this becomes like a persistent pattern, then you can see how it can lead to problems and even physical issues like we talked about.
Yeah, some health issues too, because that's how habits are formed. It's not just once, but if you do it consistently over a period of, say, 30 days, then you'll start seeing the pudginess around the abdominal area, right?
Exactly. And sometimes, interestingly, like I've done a lot of work with people around addiction, with drug addiction. And, even somebody who does a drug once a week eventually could be doing it every day, even if it takes 6 months to get there. So, for some people, it's a slower process where they're like the frog in the boiling pot where the water boils very slowly and you don't notice you're in the pot boiling until it's too late.
Yeah, I like that analogy. So being aware that it is happening and knowing how to substitute, right? So for more healthier snacks or meal.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And the idea is that you try to find, I always kind of try to find the better thing or the lesser of two evils. And I suggest that people do that. And especially these days now with some foods not being available like they used to be before, that you can't maybe have that perfect thing. Like, oh, I would love this in the organic form. And like, okay, I'm gonna have to settle for that. Because, some people can get perfectionistic about it, like get really upset if they don't get what they feel like they should be having, or then just say, screw it, I'm gonna eat whatever, I don't care. Kind of attitude.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's extremely tough right now, too, because of the coronavirus. And a lot of if you go to grocery stores or even Costco, if you can even get in to Costco, a lot of the stuff are gone, like even canned goods are gone. So how do people are afraid and they're, I almost say, borderline hoarding food just in case, like they can never leave their house in this situation right now. How can individuals learn to eat healthy in this crisis?
Yeah, great question. I think the main word to sum all this up would be to adapt. So what that means is that, like, you know what, like some of the better options are. Like, if you need vegetables and you want ones that last a while, you go for the frozen vegetables. But if you, you know, if you're like me, you go to the store and that's all gone. Mm-hmm. Literally the first time I went, there was none. I'm like, okay, I have to figure out something else. Luckily, there was a lot of fresh vegetables. They're going to go bad faster. You have to consume them more quickly. But I had a supply of that. And yeah, you just have to, like, navigate different things and make choices. Like, this is the ideal. This is not as good. This is, you know, worse option. But, you know, you have kind of like a decision tree. Like, if I can't get this, then I'm going to go for that. If I can't get that, I'm going to go for this. And, you know, you kind of figure out, like, what you can or can't do. And also realizing that, like, a lot of fruits and vegetables can be frozen. Like, right now I have a whole bunch of frozen bananas in my freezer and I make smoothies out of them. So
you peel them and then freeze them?
Yeah, I peel them, I cut them in half, and I freeze them.
That's interesting. Yeah. My fiance does the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't go bad. Doesn't rotten.
Yep.
Now, with smoothing and juicing, there is a lot of fad around the idea of juicing. Are there any myths around juicing and smoothies that you can share with us?
Yeah. Interestingly, I actually wrote something on a blog, which I have on my website, about this thing. So I think a lot of people think that juicing is automatically healthy. It's fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
But going back to sugar, it's one way to get a lot of sugar. So for instance, if you have a glass of orange juice, let's say an 8-ounce glass, that could be a number of oranges. And you would never eat that many oranges if you were to sit down and eat oranges, because you would just feel full from that. And you're not getting the fiber in the juice like you are from eating the actual orange. A smoothie is different because there's no pulp that gets discarded. And the pulp is basically the fiber. So what happens is that you have the fiber in the smoothie because it's retained, and it goes further in that way that you get the fiber and, you know, the juice as well. So to me, that's the lesser of two evils from that. I think eating whole food or solid food tends to be ideal in most cases. But if you can't, then kind of the smoothie is next in line. And if that's not possible, then you go for the juice. But I recommend that people find juices that are low in sugar, mostly vegetable based and not a lot of fruit.
I see. So that it's the sugar, they're infused with tons and tons of sugar. And so we have to watch out for that when making smoothies, because yeah, there is a craze that it is really healthy. If you're juicing and you're doing smoothies, it's healthier than, you know, having soda, of course, you know, having a pop, having a Coca-Cola. But I think you bring a very interesting point that we forget about the sugar content.
Yeah. And it's not even added sugar in those cases. Like, it's just a natural sugar from the orange. But like I said before, like, you would never eat that much sugar from an orange if you were to eat it versus to drink it.
Right. Very insightful. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how you work with your clients. What, you know, say a client comes up to you, what are some things that you know, what's the plan that you put for them?
Yeah, great question again. So this is very individual, the way I do this. Like, I think a lot of people want one size fits all type of thing. Like, oh, is this good or is this bad? Like, it's not that, you know, simple. So what I do is I do a detailed analysis of their blood work, if they can get me lab results. And I know maybe now with the coronavirus, it could be hard to get a blood test. But I still look at people's diets and do like a pretty thorough examination of like what they're eating over a period of time. And then I do a pretty thorough health assessment with them as well to find out what kind of ailments they have, and even ask them things that they wouldn't think that were going on with them, like stuff about different systems of the body. Mm-hmm. Stuff that like a doctor would ask about. And I have a pretty thorough way to gather the information. And then based on that, and ideally the blood work and what they're eating, I put together a plan for what they could be consuming that would help them to reach their goals, whether it's weight loss, more energy, better mental clarity, or a combination of those things. And not just food, but supplements and herbs as well. And you know, that's kind of where I start with people. And what I do is, you know, then I kind of put more of the health coaching or psychotherapist hat on at that time. And I help people to stick to that plan, because a lot of people know what to do, but they just can't do it. And that's the hard part for a lot of people. So I get in there with them and I help them understand their underlying issues of like why they're eating a certain way or what emotions are coming up and where those emotions may be coming from. So we can get to like the source of things and help them shift and to make sustainable lifestyle changes rather than taking a dietary approach, because diets don't work. And I like to say that the best diet is the one that you don't know you're on.
So it's a holistic approach with you. That's what makes you unique, because you're tapping into their the psyche as well, the mental, because what's behind, what's the reasoning for the behavior?
Right.
And that's huge.
Yeah, because a lot of people focus on just one area or just the other, but not many combine both. And I think that's a powerful way to address any kind of, you know, change for the better.
Yeah. And then so you find yourself working, doing a lot of mindset development.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, a lot of people, you know, you mentioned habits before. People get into habits and ruts and they feel like they can't get out of them, or they feel like if they can't change it all tomorrow, then they can't do this. Why bother? I've been on 50 diets. Nothing works. I've heard it all with that. So.
So it's finding what the blockage is, finding out what's clogging, what's stopping them from actually executing. And then habits are, they're forming without our permission, right? So these habits may have formed and they didn't even know it was happening. So they just wake up one day and realize, oh man, I'm 25 pounds overweight and I am depressed, I am anxious and I'm miserable and I'm unhappy. Now what do I do?
Yeah, that's a common scenario. People like don't notice the things happening as they go. You know, I think we don't notice things until they reach a certain point of like, oh, wow, I've gone too far, or I don't feel good, or something happens, unfortunately, that ends them, you know, where they end up in the hospital, or some, you know, their doctor tells them that they're concerned about something. And, you know, that can often be a wake up call for people to make changes. And, you know, I ideally like to help people to avoid getting to that point. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I help people who have gotten to that point as well.
Yeah, because you have to help them with new habits, new eating habits, right? New routines have to be put in place. They have to relearn some things to reframe the mind altogether. And that's where the psychotherapy, I think, is powerful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. On the topic of habits, how do you establish your habits? Well, how do you get up, dress up and show up?
Yeah. So I used to have a really hard time in the morning, like not having a lot of energy. And in high school, I don't know how I got through that. I was always tired. And then actually in social work school, I realized that having a decent breakfast was helpful. I was like, oh, food wakes you up.
Yeah.
I never really got into coffee. And I was like, okay, always eat in the morning, have a breakfast. And that was helpful. But, you know, it was still hard with weekends and sleeping in and waking up early during the week. And then I read a blog post somewhere. And he talked about this problem with sleep and feeling tired. And he said not to go to bed at a different time, but wake up at the same time every day. And I realized that I had jet lag every Monday. And by the time Friday came, I was doing a lot better with it. And then Saturday would come and would destroy it all. It was like as if I was flying around the world every week. And I realized the lesser of two evils was just to try to wake up at the same time every day. And that made huge shifts for me, just doing that simple thing.
Regardless of what time you go to bed.
Yeah. Well, and the funny thing is that like you just get tired earlier because it's like, okay, well, if you're going to get up at 7 every day, then by 11, you're like, okay. And I would adjust. I would add naps on those days if I was out late or something or up late doing things. But yeah, I've more or less kept to that. And it's been a game changer for me.
I believe you. You know, Oprah Winfrey and Tony Robbins are waking up around the same time every day. And it's usually around 4:30 to 5, right? Super early so that they can take care of themselves because the rest of the world is still sleeping. And so it's like me time.
Yeah, exactly. It's super quiet during that time. I mean, I don't do 4:30 or 5, but 7 is good for me. And it helps you, you know, start the day. Like for a while, I was doing some journaling first thing in the morning to just get things off my mind and kind of clear the day. Other days I work out, I'll go to the gym or I'll do yoga or some kind of exercise. But yeah, it's always me time first thing in the morning. You know, even well before I eat anything, I start with doing that.
Right. Because what the psychologists and doctors have showed that what you do in the first 8 minutes truly sets the tone for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Got to use those few minutes wisely. And for you, it's waking up at the same time in meditation. You know, journaling is a form of meditation in itself because it brings you to the present moment.
Yeah. And it helps you just to kind of release things that were there that you didn't even realize, even though your day just started. And yeah, it's sort of like going to the bathroom in a way, just putting stuff on paper and like, okay, now I'm good. I can go on with my day.
Right. Yeah. It helps with clarity so you can plan the day better too.
Yeah. And I've gotten so much insight out of just that process too, of just writing stuff like, oh, I had no idea like I was thinking about that, or this was bothering me, or this is a great idea. So a lot of good has come out of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I believe you. How can we connect with you, Jack?
Yeah. So my website is stellarnourishment.com. You can find me there. And it has links to social media on my website as well. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I also have some videos on YouTube. I'll be adding more little by little.
Okay. Yeah. I thank you so much for coming on the show today.
All right. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
My delight. I want to talk to the men in the audience. And today, I want to ask you, have you ever worn a suit from the store? Was it baggy? Were the hems too long? How about the fit? Did it look like you stepped out of 1970s and look like a broke pimp? Now, have you ever gotten a suit tailored just for you? If you've ever had a suit tailored, then you know that it's very different from buying a one-size-fits-all suit from the store. A suit tailored just for you? Oh my. You know, it fits different. The pants are different. The way you walk in it is totally different. Why? Because it fits to you and not the other way around. Let me tell you about Unique Master Tailor Studio. They have tailors around the world waiting to craft the next masterpiece made just for you. Unique Master Tailor Studio makes luxury tailored suits, shirts, vests, three-piece suits, and get this, even shoes. That's right, custom shoes. There are so many options. You can add any design, color, or any different contrast variation at no extra cost. Pretty amazing. So how does it work? Well, first you choose your fabric, over 500 choices of all 100% cotton to premium Egyptian cotton. Very classy. You can do premium solid, patterns, and even flannel shirts. Y'all, they even have water-resistant fabrics. How cool is that? From there, you choose your style. You can go long sleeve, short sleeve, or if you're in between, long sleeve roll up. You can custom design the front, back of the shirt, the collar, the cuff, and even the pockets. Now that you have your style, then you go on to choose your contrast. Here you can pick a different fabric color to add an accent look. You can either have it in the inside collar and cuff, outside the collar, inside front, or outside of the shirt. From there, you get your measurement. You can do this by body size, measuring yourself using standard sizes like small, medium, large, etc. Or you can use automatic sizing by adding your height, your weight, and they will calculate your size for you. From there, you decide if you want the signature standard fit or the Euro slim fit. I mean, that is truly custom tailored, y'all. Unique Master Tailor Studio provides worldwide shipping. Let me tell you, the prices are out of this world. The custom shirts are only $49.95. You can get a custom suit, y'all, for only $219. And a three-piece suit for just $289. And that is the most expensive item on the website. Such bargain prices for top quality designs. I urge you to go to www.unique.mastertailorstudio.com so you can begin to dress like James Bond. Really quick, I want to tell you about my new favorite innovative company that is changing the way we learn. Do you want to learn a subject and a skill in half the time? Do you want to become a master learner? If you don't, you should. You see, master learning is a set of individualized teaching and learning strategies that are designed to help you achieve a high level of understanding in a given subject. That's what Onyx Global has done. Onyx Global takes a cutting-edge research-based approach for the 21st century education to ensure you learn how to focus on any topic you put your mind to. The Onyx Learner Academy is designed and built to give you a foundation for lifelong, self-determined learning so that you can learn and grasp any subject that you focus your mind on academically, professionally, or personally. Now, why is this so important? Well, our current vehicle when it comes to learning is like the horse and buggy. Such system has taught us to be passive learners, sit quietly by yourself, be lectured to, and just consume information. But the problem with that is our brain does not learn through consumption. It learns through creation. This means you have to get involved, ask questions, and get curious because information plus emotions equal long-term learning. When you show excitement and curiosity on a particular subject, it greatly improves memorization. Since the pandemic, moms and dads are now school teachers. They are the recess coordinator and the principal, as well as the lunch lady. What subjects do you, mom, dad, need a refresher on so you can better teach your kids at home? Remember, when you teach something, you get to learn it twice. I strongly urge you to go to www.onyxglobal to become a master learner today. That's again www.onyx.global to become a master learner. I'll see you in there.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.